Maintenance inspections at Maryland's public schools are designed to alert local authorities to issues that could affect the health or safety of students and staff. But WIPR's Rachel Bay reports that a state audit released yesterday found that hundreds of these inspection reports had not reached school officials more than a year after the inspections were completed.
Nearly 500 inspections completed in the last three fiscal years were not given to local school leaders by December 31st of last year. 25 schools in three school systems were found to have inadequate conditions. The state's Interagency Committee on School Construction, or IAC, oversees the inspections. IAC Executive Director David Lever said a finding of, quote, not adequate indicates something that could become a safety or health hazard if not addressed.
Perhaps an example would be that you have concrete steps leading out of the back of the school, and the concrete is starting to break up. Under winter weather conditions, that concrete can really deteriorate very, very fast.
Lever said the majority of the inspections examined have been submitted to local school leaders since the audit. However, inspections completed last fiscal year have yet to be sent, including about 30 inspections of Baltimore City schools. Inspections completed this fiscal year, which ends June 30th, have been added to the backlog. Auditor Tom Barnacle said every school is inspected once every 6 years. The problem is that inspection reports are falling behind.
When you notify the local superintendent, then you put them on notice that they need to correct these problems. If I'm not getting a formal report, there's no level of accountability there that says I have to immediately jump on this.
Lever says the backlog is a result of being short-staffed. He asked the IAC to temporarily reduce the number of inspections his office is required to perform for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The IAC has not yet made a decision on that request. I'm Rachel Bay reporting for 88.1 WYPR.